Let us detach ourselves from the external world and relax our body and mind. Let us think that in this body, in this life, we will realize the truth. Let us offer our salutations to the All Blissful Divine Spirit. Let us also offer our salutations to our great spiritual teachers, prophets and incarnations. Om. May the different limbs of my body, my tongue, the vital energy, the eyes, ears, and my strength, and also all the other organs, be nourished. May I never forget the Supreme Brahman, the reality. May all the virtues and the teachings described in the Upanishads belong to me. who am devoted to the Atman. May those teachings become my own. May I realize the truth in myself. All this is Brahman. From it the universe comes forth. In it the universe merges. And in it the universe breathes. Let us meditate on Brahman with a calm mind. He is the Supreme Reality. Just as by one clod of clay, all that is made of clay is known. The modification being only a name, while the truth is that all is clay. Differences are only in name. Differences are in the form. Differences are in the roles they play. The truth is, it is all one. Just as by one nugget of gold, all that is made of gold is known. The different ornaments are only in name, while the truth is that all is gold. Just as by one pair of nail scissors, all that is made of iron is known. The modification being only a name and form and the role playing. Well, the truth is that all is iron. Let us reflect on these imageries. Father tells his son and student, bring me a fruit of that banyan tree. Here it is, sir. Break it. It's broken, sir. What do you see there? These seeds, exceedingly small, venerable sir. Break one of these seeds, my son. It is broken, venerable sir. What do you see there? Nothing at all. The father said, that subtle essence which you do not perceive there, from that very essence this great tree has arisen. That which is a subtle essence, in it all that exists has itself. That is the truth. That is the self. Thou art that. Father said to his son, place this salt in water and then come to me in the morning. The son did as he was told. The father said to him, my son, bring me the salt which you placed in the water last night. Looking for it, the son did not find it, for it was completely dissolved. The father said, my son, take a sip of water from the surface. How is it? It is salt. Take a sip from the middle. How is it? It is salt. Take a sip from the bottom. How is it? It is salt. Throw it away and come to me. The son did as he was told, saying, the salt was there all the time. Here also, my dear, the father said, in this body you do not perceive that supreme being, that Sat, but it is indeed there. That which is that essence, that salt, that is the truth, that is the self, thou art that. Here is another story to meditate upon. With his eyes bandaged, a man is carried away from his own country by a highwayman and left in a forest where he does not know the directions. There he is troubled by hunger and thirst and frightened by the presence of wild beasts. As he bemoans his dire condition, he is discovered by a kindly person who removes the bandage from his eyes and shows him the way to his native place. At last he returns home and is quite happy. This illustration is applied to the teaching of the Upanishad. The real home of the embodied soul is Sat or pure being. His true nature is all purity, is all love, and is all light. But he is carried away by thieves in the form of the good and evil deeds performed by him on account of ignorance of his true nature. The forest into which he is carried away is the body. Consisting of bile, phlegm, blood, flesh, fat, bone, marrow, and many other impure elements. The bandage, the covering of the eye, consists of avidya or ignorance. Fastened by the strings of attachment to various things of this world, visible and invisible. He cries, saying, I am the son of so and so. These are my relatives. I am happy. I am miserable. I am foolish. I am wise. I am born. I am dead. How shall I live? Where shall I go? Who will save me? Then, as a result of good deeds, virtuous deeds, he finds a compassionate person, an illumined teacher. Whose bonds have been broken. The latter takes pity on him points out the way and exhorts him you do not really belong to this world you are neither a father nor a son you are the pure being Thou art that. The embodied soul, after hearing and assimilating these words of instruction, realizes that he is the pure being. The covering of ignorance is removed, and he arrives at his abode, his home, his true self, and becomes happy and blessed. He becomes a blessing to himself and a blessing to everyone. He radiates peace. He radiates love. He radiates strength. He radiates fearlessness. There is no bliss in anything finite. Only the infinite is bliss. Where one sees nothing else, hears nothing else, understands nothing else, that is the infinite. When one sees something else, hears something else, understands something else, that is the finite. The infinite is immortal, the finite mortal. Everything finite comes into being and goes out. That infinite reality is below, it is above, it is behind, it is before, it is to the south, it is to the north. The infinite indeed is all this. And the infinite is the self. The self is below, it is above, it is behind, it is before, it is to the south, it is to the north. The self indeed is all this. It is the true I. I am below. I am above. I am behind. I am before. I am to the north. I am to the south. I am indeed all these. The true I, my real self, has become all, is all. The life force springs from the self. Hope springs from the self. Memory springs from the self. Strength springs from the self. Understanding springs from the self. Will springs from the self. Mind springs from the self. Speech springs from the self. The name springs from the self. All this have come from the self. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Peace Peace Peace.